himself, and then Ronaldo! Oh! What a goal by Cristiano Ronaldo!
Messi to the near post! Messi to the net! Mamma mia! Ronel Kiyoko now. Here's a Honduran. He'll whip it in back to the far post. Elise! Albert Elise! La Panterita! It's a Honduran connection!
This is Soccer Matters, brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLaw.com. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, we are off and running tonight here on Soccer Matters here in Austin, Texas. Well, in the end today, it was Leicester City who took out Leeds in the Premier League 4-1. The soccer, the football, it never ends and it never stops. And that's the way we like it. Thanks for tuning in tonight here on the Horn in Austin, Texas. HornFM.com if you are streaming on the internet highway around the country. Behind the glass, as usual, Sam Pika. Sam, how are you tonight?
Doing great, Glenn. Happy to be here with you, man.
Yeah, what was that power food you fired up here?
I got some P. Terry's in me, powering me up before the show.
Hey, you know what? You gotta fuel like a champion, right?
Grease and tomatoes, bro. That's all I need.
Whatever it takes. Big thank you to Sam for producing tonight, and a big thank you for those who tune in and those who listen to the podcast as well at hornfm.com. So in a small way, this support of the show continues to grow the sport. So I thank everybody. I'm meeting a lot of great people in Austin through the show, and I want to thank everybody who have gotten on board here and are helped making it successful when it comes to listening and taking in the podcasts. By the way, this show is always open for you, and it is always open for you to call in. You heard it. The call-in number is 512-447-3776. That is the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina hotline. So if you have something to say, get it in. Usually the first segment is the best part to do it because usually segment two and three are interviews, but we're going to play with the format a little bit in the future here, and we'll see where it goes. A lot of interesting things to get to tonight here. I hope we have the time to do it. It's not going to be very easy. I've got some very interesting news after having a conversation today with Sasho Sarofsky, the coach of Maryland. Well, we also have the coach of the Texas Longhorns, the one and only Angela Kelly, coming on the show here at about 7:20. We're going to talk about a spring season and what this could mean for Texas. They will take on Texas Tech this Friday up in Lubbock and are now 4-4 and have won four out of their last six. So a lot going on there. But here's one to keep an eye on here today. We will also have on, before I get to this, from La Murga, Mateo Clark and drum captain Kurt Lammers. They will be on the show. La Murga de Austin. La Murga de Austin, please. I'll get that right. They will be on the show tonight. We're going to just talk a little bit about supporters groups, the crossover of music, and the sport of soccer and how it connects us all. So looking forward to having those guys. I'm going to ask them who their favorite drummers are, by the way, especially Captain Kurt Lammers, who is the drum captain. I've got a few of my favorite drummers. I want to see who he likes. First things first, though, a couple of things to learn here. A few hours ago, Diego Maradona was admitted to the hospital in Argentina. It's not obviously, at least they're saying it's not related to coronavirus. But that's got to be a worry with his past health problems, all the drug abuse, the cocaine abuse. That's got to be a bit of a worry. He's definitely considered high risk for the virus. He's being treated apparently south of Buenos Aires in La Plata, where he's the coach, as many of you might know, of Gimnasia. Colleague of mine, Andreas Cantor, reported that Maradona did not have a stroke. He was hospitalized on the recommendation of personal physician due to alcohol problems, his emotional state, and health issues. So that doesn't sound very good. Supposedly going to be in there for 3 to 5 days for tests. Daily Mail in England's reporting he's getting tests. But, you know, we got to know. He's put himself through, his body through a lot. He's always had the heart and respiratory problems which were connected to the cocaine abuse and the alcohol abuse. So, boy, I don't know. I hope he's going to be okay. It's not a great time to be hospitalized, as we all know. Call-in number is 512-447-3776. Again, streaming at hornfm.com. Barnes and Thielman for Leicester City very early in that game. By the way, their first goal, Leicester City's, came right after. And I mean, it was a sitter for Leeds United and Marcelo Bielsa. And, you know, in a New York minute, we've seen it so many times before in football matches. One clear chance missed at one end. And then all of a sudden, you know, a direct ball over the top. Guy gets in. And it's 1-0 the other way. So that was an interesting watch today between Leeds United and Leicester City. Legendary Nobby Styles. Now, that may be a name you know. It may be a name you don't know. Nobby Styles has passed away. Styles played every game for the 1966 England World Cup winning team the year they hosted it. He was also a European Cup winner with Manchester United. And for me personally, having gotten to really go deeper into Manchester United, having traveled over there this past year for a testimonial for a friend of mine who's an author, Tom Clare, you know, been to Old Trafford, really dug into the history while I was there. I mean, to the point where I went to graveyards and, you know, to Sir Matt Busby's cemetery and things like that. George Best's, you know, first apartment, you know, his boutique, all that stuff. And to know of these legends, it does feel like to me that they've kind of been forgotten, believe it or not. Not much comes from the English PFA, the Players Football Association. Not much comes from the FA, Manchester United itself. Now, I'm sure, you know, on the day where his funeral is held, yes, but, you know, these legends are moving on. You know, Jack Charlton just passed away. Harry Gregg, the legendary goalkeeper who was a part of the Munich air disaster after signing with them. I think he'd only been with them 2 months, and he was dragging people out of the fuselage. He just recently passed away also. So, you know, it's kind of sad that even establishment like English PFA, the FA, Manchester United itself, don't pay more attention to these guys. And these guys are sitting in rooms with dementia, and really few are paying attention to them. And it is really sad. And, you know, these were not guys that made a tremendous amount of money, yet they carved out history. So kind of sad to hear that. By the way, tomorrow night on the Houston version of Soccer Matters, which will also be at 7 o'clock Central Time, and you can tune in because we all know the election's probably not going to be over. But I will have on Tom Clare, the great author who's written a number of wonderful books, including a book about the Busby Babes and the players in that legendary sad and tragic plane crash that took place in Munich. Forever a Babe is another book he wrote. So he'll be on tomorrow talking about the legendary Nobby Styles. Final Texas Derby took place this weekend. You say, Glenn, why are you talking about that? We're Austin FC. Well, I'll tell you why. Because there will be no more Texas Derby because of Austin FC coming into the league. Houston got beat 3-0 by FC Dallas. The two-team rivalry and bragging rights in Texas is over because Austin FC joins us in 2021, as we all know. And that's the simple reason I bring this up. My understanding, there has been contact between the three organizations to develop some sort of platform of rivalry and supremacy in Texas when it comes to Major League Soccer. And, man, I just think it's so exciting. Austin FC, FC Dallas, the Houston Dynamo, traveling fans and more. Three managers that are young per MLS standards. Josh Wolf at Austin FC, Lucian Gonzalez at FC Dallas, and Todd Ramos in Houston. FC Dallas will make the playoffs. The Houston Dynamo were the first team eliminated, having won only four games. Now, MLS is a league that you're truly never out of it. I think we all know that. In fact, everyone was still mathematically in it up until this past weekend. Even now, only three teams have been eliminated. This is hard to believe. Houston, Real Salt Lake, and FC Cincinnati going into what is deemed and called decision day, the final games of the weekend. So there will be a lot at stake this coming weekend. But I, for one, and I would love to get your opinion on this if you're out there, 512-447-3776. You can also hit me up on Twitter, Glenn Davis Soc, Facebook Soccer Matters. I want more consequence. I don't want so many teams to make the playoffs. Consequence, not making the playoffs, can move owners, to doing more for their teams, investing more. That's not a problem in Austin, by the way, with what's been going on. I mean, it's being hit out of the park here, one after another. But I would like more consequence. I would like less teams in the playoffs. I would like more emphasis on the value of regular season matches because of that. Less teams get in. Regular season means more. Every point means more. Because after all, and this is not per the Austin market, because we know these are going to be sellouts, and hopefully everything's going to work out to the point where we can get people in stadiums and not have to be social distancing. Who knows what's going to happen with all that. But some of the markets, there's not much at stake. Why come to a regular season game, honestly? Why? You know, hey, I'll show up the last two games when it matters. You know what I mean? It's, and I think there's a feeling with players, too, that you can take the foot off the pedal a little bit. There's pros and cons to it, and there's an awful lot of people who absolutely love the playoff system, and I love it to a point. I would like the supporter shield to mean more. I would like a huge prize money given to the supporter shield winner, because that's symbolic of consistency, authenticity over the course of a long, grueling season. I like that. I like the consistency and the authenticity part of a supporter shield and rewarding the biggest body of work. That is a long season. That's where the work is done. Now, this would push some teams to put it out there in a bigger way, I believe. And I believe a few teams every year in MLS pushing to be the supporter shield winners. But I'm not sure all of them do. I mean, the thing we always hear is, hey, let's just, you know, here's the attitude. Let's get into the playoffs and we're going to make a run. And that is part of a playoff system. But some people are pushing to win their conferences more than others. Some people and some teams, clubs, it's in their DNA. They want to win the conference. They don't want to sneak into the playoffs and back into it and get eliminated in the first round. They want the home seed. They want all the other things that come with that. And you have to honor that. And honestly, that's the Toronto FCs now. That's the Seattles. It's been the Atlanta Uniteds in the past, not necessarily this year. So got to think about it. What type of team do you want to be during the regular season? Do you want to be one that's just, eh, we're okay, and you know we're going to make the playoffs, and then we're going to go on a run? Or do you want to be a team that dominates at home, dominates on the road, is the best team in the league based on supporter shield? That's enough of my pontificating on that subject. Manchester City against Liverpool this Sunday, by the way. That one is coming up. So if we take a look at the Major League Soccer standings, you can note a couple things. Philadelphia Union this year, despite losing 2-1 to the Crew this weekend, along with Toronto FC, are one of those two teams is going to end up being the Supporter Shield winner. Union are a perfect 8-0 at home. Columbus Crew in third place, Orlando City. What a turnaround there for Oscar Pereja, former FC Dallas coach, Coach Tijuana in Liga MX. Those four teams are in the playoffs. In the West, clinching, Portland Timbers, Sporting Kansas City, Seattle Sounders, Minnesota United, fourth, LAFC, and FC Dallas. So there's a big logjam for position 7 and 8. By the way, Colorado now, because we're going on points per game average, has just been gifted itself up above the playoff line. So they're now in a playoff position, having played 5 less games than most teams. Not sure I agree with that move, because that's gonna definitely cost some teams that played their full regimen of games, like San Jose or Vancouver. I think those are the two that you really got to look at now, who are going to get mostly affected by that. And I personally would have just extracted Colorado. Sorry, 5 games. I mean, you got something like 15 to 20 people in the organization testing positive for COVID. And we're going to go to points per game to protect the Rapids? I don't know. I mean, there's no telling how they got it, but they got it worse than anybody else. I don't know why we're going to points per game, but that's the way it's happening. So Colorado, after actually looking very good last night and beating Seattle 3-1, has jumped into seventh place. So they sit on 22 points. The lowest playoff team has 27 points, and they've played five less games. So I don't know. That was a strange one. Eliminated. FC Cincinnati, only three teams. Real Salt Lake got eliminated yesterday. Houston got eliminated on Saturday. So tough times. Hey, by the way, presenting sponsor of this show is John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLawAustin.com, 512-865-6710. DaspitLawAustin.com, 512-865-6710. John Daspit and his firm, personal injury attorneys. They're going to take care of you 24/7, nights and weekends. John and his firm, you get in a car accident, boat, motorcycle, consider DaspitLawAustin.com, 512-865-6710, because they are promoting your sport, the sport that you love, and that is the sport of soccer. All right, let's take a quick break here. We're going to come back with Texas coach Angela Kelly. Looking forward to that. They're going to take you to break with one of the great drummers in the history of rock and roll, John Bonham of Led Zeppelin. By the way, how about the Jekyll and Hyde act of Manchester United? They beat PSG. They rip apart Red Bull Leipzig. Absolutely lay an egg against Arsenal. Is it really all Paul Pogba's problem? Boy, did they lack creativity in that game. Truly. Arteta's got Arsenal going in the right direction. They're going to need more. But he's done a wonderful job as a manager there. Stepping away from Pep Guardiola in Manchester City. By the way, Janine Becky, who was on this show, FA Cup winner with Manchester City on the women's side. That was a great interview with her. All right, Austin, Texas, we're going to take a break here. Real quick before we go to break, if I can find this information, the Austin Soccer Foundation wants you to register for the ATX Community Shield Sunday at Harvey Pennock Golf Club. That's foot golf. So nice work, Austin Soccer Foundation. Got to find out where you can sign up for that. I think all you do is have to look up Austin Soccer Foundation. You'll find out. ATX Community Shield Sunday, Harvey Pennock Golf Club, foot golf. We'll take a break. More to come. Angela Kelly, Texas Soccer, up next.
It's the best they've played for some time, I think, under Solskjaer. Could be in again. Rashford's in again for 3-0. It is!
Well, those were better times during the week when Manchester United absolutely ripped apart Red Bull Leipzig. 5-0. A second-half hat-trick for Marcus Rashford in that Champions League match, and then didn't turn out so well in the Premier League against Arsenal this weekend. They went down 1-0. Aubameyang with the goal in that game. As we welcome you back to Soccer Matters here on the Horn in Austin, Texas, hit me up on Twitter, Glenn Davis Soc. Just a quick reminder here before we get to our guest, who I am really excited about having on the show. Just a reminder, John Daspit, DaspitLawAustin.com, 512-865-6710, presenting sponsor of this show. They get soccer on the airwaves in Austin, Texas. They get it on the airwaves in Houston and then on the Internet Highway. So a big thank you to John and his firm, DaspitLawAustin.com. They're bilingual, 512-865-6710, which brings us to our guest. She is the head coach of Texas, who are in action this Friday going up to Lubbock to take on Texas Tech. She is Angela Kelly. She joins us now. Angela, thank you for coming on tonight.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How is my good friend, and how are the Longhorns doing?
Yeah, the Longhorn Nation is good. We're just preparing for What is the last match of 2020? Somewhat of a pause in the season. We get in the NCAA when they announced to have a Final Four and a national championship played in the spring of 2021, which was just announced today that's going to be in Cary, North Carolina, May 15th and 17th for the Final Four. We knew that we were going to have our 9 conference matches and we can have a total of 20. So we have an opportunity to play 11 matches this spring, which is more than we've played this fall, which is very exciting for our development as a unit and as a young team. And we have 5 mid-years coming in January that are going to join our squad, part of that number one recruiting class in the country. So we're really excited. Things are exciting here on the 40 acres.
Yeah, no question at all, Angela. And I was really excited to hear that you're going to have a spring season as well. Let me take you back to the last match, the 1-0 win over Baylor. You get a goal from Cameron Brooks. Just tell me how the season's progressed going into that Baylor game, and always a difficult team to play against. And that's a very determined 1-0 win you get over the Baylor Bears.
Yeah, I was pleased with the result, obviously, but just a really gritty performance by the squad for Presley Echols and Cameron Brooks to step up and take some of the load and score that early goal, especially coming off of the missed PK was a great response, and we're all about responses in any situation, positive or somewhat negative. It's how do you respond and how do you make that response go in our favor? So I was really pleased with Friday night's performance.
Texas now, you've won 4 of your last 6, now 4-4 heading into this final match of the season. Texas Tech in Lubbock at 7 p.m. on Friday night. All right, so since I've talked to you, it's been a while, and you've gotten a lot of these games beyond you. It's been very different with one game a week. What's the biggest takeaway up to this point about having to adapt to COVID and the protocol and the differing way maybe you're working and training your team?
Yeah, I think from a development standpoint, it's fantastic because you're getting more training opportunities, right? So you're seeing more development. You're seeing more teams, certainly our team, coming more into their own. You're seeing the young players that were just the additions to the squad, they're starting to find their way. That's a credit to them. The flip side of that, personally, I would enjoy having more competitions. The one game a week, your best way to develop and your best way to test yourself is by competing. And, just only having that one competition against somebody different than yourself per week, just feels like there's not enough challenges in there. So I'd like to have, mix in, sprinkle in a couple of 2-game weekends. But other than that, I think that if you ask any coach in our conference, if they feel like they're now just figuring out their identity and who they are, they'd probably, most of the majority of the coaches would say yes, and they'd love to play another 9 again. And I think it would even be tighter than it already has been. Our conference is just very talented, a great group of coaches that recruit the best talent in the country. And day in and day out, night in and night out, it's a battle. And you can tell by the results. I'm not sure how many overtime games there's been, or certainly one goal games. It's been a lot.
Angela Kelly joining us. By the way, you can follow Texas Soccer at Texas Soccer on Twitter. It's a great follow. A lot of images of the players, a lot about the program. Get over there, a lot about Angela Kelly, and you can learn more about the Texas program, again, at Texas Soccer on Twitter. You mentioned the coaches in the Big 12, and there's a lot of great personalities, and having called a lot of your games on the Longhorn Network, I've gotten to know and knew a lot of them, actually, before even doing the games. But, man, there's just Angela, there's just so many great personalities and coaches, and what more can you say about that when it comes to having this quality of a coach in the Big 12 and attracting this type of talent?
Yeah, it's personality is everything, and energy is real. So we talk about that a lot. And there's just a lot of years of experience in the coaching group that we have. We actually just had a head coach's call with the Big 12 office this morning. And I will say that throughout COVID, it has given our coaches group an opportunity to spend more time, not physical time, not in each other's immediate presence, but via Zoom. And, you know, the best way to form relationships is spending time. And we've really gotten to see the human side of all the coaches in the league. And I think if we're going to find the silver lining of this pandemic, I think everybody's been a lot more consciously aware, you know, and a little bit more human. And we compete against each other. Everybody's out to win, but we were able to kind of see the human side, which is something that I think is very valuable.
She's Angela Kelly, the head coach of Texas, again in action on Friday, taking on the Texas Tech in Lubbock. That is always a difficult team to play against, a Tom Stone team. What are some of the things Friday, Angela, that have to come together for the Longhorns?
Gosh, I mean, Tom is a great player in his day, and just very, very experienced. He always has his team fired up and ready to go, with him injecting the majority of the energy to his squad. So we know we're in for a battle. You know, going on the road in this conference is difficult in its own right, and I think Lubbock's a difficult place to play, and we're prepared, and we're excited to have two more practice opportunities before we head up there, and we're just ready to battle.
Angela Kelly joining us. Texas has won 4 out of their last 6. You've had some great environments despite COVID, some very obviously safe environments created at your games, but our next guest in the next segment is La Murga and some of the supporters from Austin FC. It really has been a wonderful crossover. I just wanted to ask you about it because it's been happening for a number of years now, but I love that connection between supporters group of a pro team, the college team. It kind of makes it all come together in the Austin soccer community.
Well, I can't say more about La Murga, and please, when you open up with them, tell them that Coach Kelly wanted me to publicly say thank you to them. They're fantastic. It's been the heartbeat to our season. It's been so impactful this fall. You look across the way and you just see in our COVID socially distanced environment, you see a full stadium and the constant beating of the drum and just that traditional football, if you will, soccer atmosphere. It's becoming bar none. And I think on Friday night, we had the most fans in the Big 12 thus far this season. And I just can't say enough. I think, you know, you sometimes don't appreciate things until they're not there. And I want to tell La Murga that we don't ever want them not to be there. I appreciate them without realizing how much I do. So thank you so much to them. They've been fantastic. I think this town is ready to blow up with Austin FC. Everybody thinks that they're excited about it, but they don't even realize how excited they're going to be with the product, with the ownership group, with the coaching staff, with Claudio Reyna, you know, leading the way. It's just going to be just a fantastic shot in the arm for the city of Austin.
Well, Angela, we had a great time having Julia Grosso on last week and Haley Berg at the same time. We always have a great time when you're on. We thank you so much for that. I'm very excited for you and your team that you get this spring season as well. That's really, really good news. Best of luck against Texas Tech. And as always, thank you so much for coming on the program.
Glenn, you're a class act. You do a fantastic job. And I'm always excited to speak with you. So thank you very much.
Well, we'll do it again real soon. So don't get too relaxed because you know I'm going to come asking you to come on again.
I'll
Thanks,
be here.
Angela. All right. Thank you, Angela.
Take care.
All right, that's Angela Kelly of Texas. By the way, she won four national championships as a player at North Carolina, also a Canadian international in World Cups. You know, done it both as a player and a coach, and it continues to do it at Texas. And that's a big one on Friday against Texas Tech. Texas Tech has struggled result-wise, but it's kind of been a strange fall for a lot of college coaches. Some of the challenges that they've gone through that we probably can't even understand. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Lemurga is going to be on the show. We're going to be joined by Mateo Clark and drum captain Kurt Lammers. I'm going to petition Kurt to change his name to Hammers. That's better for a drummer. But we're going to get a great visit with these guys who've been going out to Texas games and also huge. They are a supporters group of Austin FC. So very excited about that. Excited about Josh Wolf being the coach up there, too. That means you're going to have a really mobile team. What do you think? Do we bring in Vincent Janssen from Monterey? Gignac, he's 34. Tigres. Could be some interesting things. There's a lot of rumors around a potential Mexican national team player coming to Austin FC. All right, we're going to take a break here. Thank you for tuning in, as always, here. Soccer Matters here on the Horn in Austin, Texas, presented by DaspitLawAustin.com, 512-865-6710.
Still with the Frenchman, onto his right, deflected in it. Nothing Chesney could do about it. Dembele back in from the start, and with the help of deflection, back with a goal.
Well, a couple of things in the news right now. Diego Maradona turns 60 on Friday. He's been in self-isolation because obviously being protected from the coronavirus with a lot of the health issues he had, but he has been admitted to the hospital today south of Buenos Aires. They're reporting, and a number of people have reported differing things, but most of it is saying that this is not coronavirus, but there is a real worry about his past drug and alcohol abuse. So he is high risk, I mean, no question. He's being treated in La Plata. He's the coach, if people haven't been following, Gimnasia there. Andreas Cantor has reported that Maradona did not have a stroke. He was hospitalized on the recommendation of a personal physician due to alcohol problems, his emotional state, and health issues. So that kind of worries me, his emotional state and health issues. Andreas reporting that he did not have a stroke. I don't know who reported that he had a stroke, but I guess that was Andreas Cantor in response to that. Daily Mail in England reporting he's getting tests. He's put his body through a lot of problems. I don't think there's any question over his existence with cocaine, heart and respiratory problems, alcohol abuse, those kinds of things, which are sad. For me, Maradona was as a player, an entertainer. I don't think there's any question, and he's not shy about saying that. So in the vein of his entertainment, he said that his dream birthday gift would be a hand of God goal with his right hand. So he was quoted as saying, quote, to score another goal against England, this time with my right hand. So there you go. Soundbite from him. Top flight football in Argentina is returning due to COVID. The long wait's over. It's been 7 months, but Argentine football's back. So that's another of the challenges that continue to go on. Globally, Major League Soccer is going to roll on this weekend. It's decision day this weekend, and it will be a big one to really keep an eye on because there will be some positioning when it comes to getting in and out of the playoffs. I myself have mentioned it before. For me, we need a little bit more consequence to not having good records and seasons. DaspitLawAustin.com presenting sponsor. Let's go now to our next guests, and these guys have been doing a tremendous job out at Longhorn Games. They're going to do a tremendous job when they get into the new stadium in Austin for Austin FC. Two gentlemen are from La Murga. It is Mateo Clark and their drum captain, Kurt Lammers. Mateo, Kurt, thank you very much for both of you taking the time to come on the program tonight.
Thanks so much. We're excited to be here.
Hey, thanks, man.
Yeah, so I'll play traffic cop. I'm going to put some questions out to you guys. And I guess the first one is when did you come up with the idea of getting out to Longhorn games? Because I know you've been coming out for a couple years now. When did you get the idea? And was the idea to practice? And then did you maybe learn something more about the Longhorn program once you were out there?
Yeah, that's exactly how it played out. You know, so after the McCalla Stadium deal was kind of finalized in city council and we knew that there was going to be MLS soccer coming to Austin, we started, you know, thinking about the songs and chants that would fill that environment that we're getting so close to. And we started gathering friends and our friends started growing and we had a full band of people that were really excited about creating an environment and creating a passionate supporters group that brings in traditions from Latin America, Europe, within MLS and making it something that Austin can be proud of as a city and feel like it fits with what we're doing and what better way to test out, you know, our repertoire and what we're building and whether it fits for Austin than on campus, on UT campus. And so, yeah, it was I guess 2 seasons ago whenever we started attending the games and with some of the other supporter groups, trying to make an organized effort to get MLS fans out to support women's soccer with that beautiful skyline and really just kind of getting used to what it means to stand for 90 minutes and to play and bring that energy and try to improve each time we go out there, just like the players on the field train and practice and try to get better. It's also our goals.
Man, wonderful. And I'll tell you what, you are absolutely right. Some of the sunsets around Texas Longhorn games at Mike A. Meyer Stadium are absolutely unbelievable. And then, you know, for you guys to do this too, I mean, Angela Kelly, I don't know if you guys were on the line and holding, but, you know, she reached out. She said, Glenn, make sure you tell La Murga and the guys from La Murga, thank you so much and gals for what you do at their games. I guarantee you, you are obviously helping to create atmosphere there. The student athletes, which they're highly talented, they're taking notice of you, and so is their head coach.
Yeah, it's really, really lovely. I mean, again, thanks, Coach, for such nice words. I just think it's really awesome. She always comes over at the end of the matches and you know, says thank you, and the players come over and say what's up. So that's really, really nice of them. We love the support. We love them, of course, letting us actually being able to be there. And, I mean, not to pull the curtain back and show all the inner workings, but like Mateo said, it gives us a chance to go out and see if these chants work, see if these things work and see how our group fits. And it's just, it's really competitive soccer. And it's, you know, already here in our town and we get to go out and we get supported and play. And now it's kind of a, I mean, yeah, 2 years in, gosh, it's, we really got to kind of hone our craft and really develop a 90 minute, style that's, I think we're in a whole lot of fun and we got some really good, a nice catalog of songs we got going out now. So it's been really exciting, to develop that. And again, thanks so much to UT for letting us come out and be so supportive of us.
All right, Kurt, drum captain. What does that mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's, I'm just, sitting there just making sure we hold all together. I mean, we know, drummers, we're a wild bunch and, we got the loudest instrument, so we're just trying to keep us all corralled and trying to be one sound, one heartbeat. I think I heard a coach say that. That was really on point. Yeah, we're just I just run the rehearsals and make sure we're staying in time. And
all right, Kurt. So
he's being modest. He does a lot to help us coordinate and pick the next songs and have the feeling of the game. So yeah.
Very nice. So I have a question for you, Kurt, before I go back to Mateo.
Yeah.
Danny Carey of Tool, John Bonham of Led Zeppelin, Charlie Watts of the Rolling Stones. Who's your favorite drummer? Do you have drummers that are your favorites?
This isn't a married kill. Okay. No, I would say, let's see.
Doesn't have to be one of those three, by the way. Those were just couple examples.
I can give you a full run on all three. Yeah, I have a John Bonham poster currently in my drum room in my house. And then
nice.
I have Stones live at, oh my gosh. I'm not going to try running in there. I have that on my wall. So Charlie, okay. Let me see. I'm stalling. Oh, John Bonham. 100%. Yeah. I'm going to say it. He's the best.
Bonham. Bernard, yeah.
Because even Bernard Purdy, one of the best drummers of all time, said that, John Bonham is one of the best rock drummers he ever seen. So I'll go with that.
Unbelievable. Bonham's good. None of those guys are bad, though. That's for sure. Charlie Watts I always liked because he was more of a fit into a whole band and just not the, you know, the showman. Quite, you know what I mean? It was kind of more of a band thing. But Bonham was sick.
He didn't take the Jimi Hendrix gig. He's like, no, I'm going to go with these Stones guys.
Yeah, exactly. And we wouldn't have got Mitch Mitchell from the Jimi Hendrix Experience. Another great drummer. You're killing me here.
He's like, I don't want this.
All right, we got to move on here from I could talk drumming with you, even though I know nothing about it, except I love listening to it. Mateo, I'm taking it back to you. I love the organic nature that's being allowed here from Austin FC. You know, nobody's telling anybody what to do, really. It's just having a good, respectful connection, and then you guys being able to kind of come up with your organic ideas. I think that is so important.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the whole emblem of the tree being the symbol of our club, and is kind of how we're thinking about this as a long-term project and planting the seeds early and, you know, building a community that takes care of each other and, you know, thinks about how to, especially now with COVID, how can we continue to make progress, but be safe, and how do we create milestones and goals for us to improve, like I said earlier. But, you know, ultimately Murga, I think it's important to know culturally, it comes from South America. You know, it aligns with Carnival and Mardi Gras, even in New Orleans. And so it has this tradition of being street parade, neighborhood parades, and it's kind of working class in that context. And it connected with soccer because the passion of the people in South America is, you know, is aligned with soccer, football. And it's kind of migrated its way and become a very popular part of the football atmosphere in northern Mexico, or Mexico in general. But, you know, some of us have had the opportunity to go down and see Tigres play in Monterrey, not too far from here. And, you know, our goal is to be as good as their Murga, and to bring new songs and new styles to this kind of type of performance, and make sure that, you know, we're connecting with popular music that people know from, you know, backyard party or the club environment or whatever, from street parades, and then seeing that in the soccer stadium and making the soccer stadium a live music experience is really our goal. And we really believe that if we have a solid music, if we have a solid performance, if we're all together, if we're locked in, and we're giving the players what they need in the moments they need it during the games of, you know, pay attention or, you know, give more effort, you know, like we can be very positive and help the team be successful, because ultimately we would love to sing songs about trophies and all.
Hey guys, real quick, I don't mean to cut you off here, guys. Mateo and Kurt, thank you so much for coming on. Real quick, put out your information where people can find out more about La Murga.
Yeah, La Murga ATX, MURGA, La Murga de Austin.org. The best thing you can do is go to YouTube and type in La Murga de Austin, and you can see at least four videos of us performing.
Outstanding. Yeah. Guys, Mateo, Kurt, thank you so much for coming on tonight. They're at La Murga ATX on Twitter. Great stuff, guys. Thank you for coming on. That'll do it tonight. For our producer in studio, Sam Pica, all our guests here tonight, including the boys from La Murga, also Angela Kelly. Good night from Glenn Davis on behalf of the firm. Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock, Facebook, Soccer Matters. Until next week.